This Sunday is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. The psalm of the day is Psalm 138. The scripture readings for this Sunday are the Old Testament reading taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verses 17 to 33. The epistle is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 19. And the Holy Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 13. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the Gospel reading for this Sunday from the book of Luke. He will read that for you now. Here is the Reverend David Magruder, the pastor of Peace with Christ Lutheran Church, with the sermon for this Sunday titled, Taught by Our Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. And he said to them, Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Amen. The disciples come to Jesus and say, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, if we could, we should thank them for asking that question, because now we have his response recorded for us. There are 5 quick things to note about Jesus' answer. The first thing to notice is that prayer is taught. This is different than how we normally think about prayer, because we normally think that prayer just sort of bubbles up out of the heart. Whatever's on our mind comes out of our mouths, and so we have a prayer. But prayer is a discipline. Prayer is something that we learn. Out of the heart, says Jesus, comes all sorts of wickedness and unclean things. So we want to know that prayer is what bubbles up out of the heart that's been sanctified by God's word. Prayer is one of the most difficult things about the Christian life. The Lord has commanded us to pray. His word says, Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you, and you will glorify me. Or, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. But we don't pray as we ought. This topic of prayer, especially the way that Jesus teaches it, is really beautiful because he has a faithful approach to prayer. The disciples say, Lord, teach us to pray, and we might expect some instructions to come after this. And this is maybe the second point with the instructions of Jesus. We might expect Jesus to teach prayer like the Pharisees taught prayer. They would teach prayer mostly in reference to the logistics. When you pray, you have to have this posture. You're standing, or you're kneeling, or you're on your face. Your hands are up and facing in or out and or in a different direction. You're facing east when you pray, or facing Jerusalem, and you're saying these words and you're using this posture. But Jesus isn't interested in the logistics of the thing. Jesus knows that prayer grows out of the work that he is going to accomplish on the cross. In fact, I'd say that everything you need to know about how it is with us and what he does for us is there in the prayer he taught, the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer puts us in the middle of a story or of a history of the way that God acts. He makes us recipients of his love. That prayer makes us his adopted children who rejoice in his care and his mercy. And this is how we pray. In fact, when Jesus uses the example of prayer, he says, "What father of you, if your child asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? And you who are evil, and you know how to give good gifts to your children, well then how much more will your heavenly Father give you all that you ask?" We are children of God, coming to him, knowing that he loves us, knowing that he cares for us, knowing that he knows everything that we need, and he's happy to give it to us, to give us all that we need. This is how prayer grows. It's not about the words to say or the way to say it or anything else. Prayer starts with this confidence that we are loved by God the Father. If we know that, we will know what to pray. If you know that you're baptized and all your sins were washed away, and that God, instead of throwing you out, has welcomed you in, if you know that, you will know what to pray. So that's the second point. Jesus teaches us a faith-filled approach to prayer as the children of God. But then Jesus gets into the strategy and he says, "You should be stubborn children of God." Jesus teaches us to be, the word in the text is impudent. Stubborn, hard-headed, and I'm thinking, Jesus doesn't need to teach me that. I'm that way already. But listen to the parable. Jesus says, "Which of you, if you have a friend come to you at midnight and they arrive and you don't have any bread to set before them or any gifts to give, so you go to your neighbor and you knock on the door to your neighbor's house and you say, 'Friend, I need some bread to give to the people that just arrived.' And the guy cries out from his house and says, 'We're in bed, we're asleep, come back in the morning. I'm not going to get the bread.' And then Jesus says, 'But you just keep on knocking. And the friend will get up and give you the bread, not because he's a good friend, not because he loves you, no, not because he cares about you and your ability to be hospitable to the people around you. He's going to get up and give you the bread because you're stubborn.'" It's an amazing thing that Jesus is teaching us about prayer. In fact, that's the fourth point. Jesus gives us a strategy for our impudence. He says, "Ask and seek and knock." In fact, it's literally, keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. Now, here's how this goes, and this is very practical, because every prayer that we ask begins as an unanswered prayer. If we're asking for something, we're asking for something that we don't have yet. We're asking for something that the Lord hasn't given. So, We ask for something and then we wait. But what happens when the Lord doesn't answer our prayer? What happens when we ask and we ask and we ask and still haven't received from the Lord an answer to our prayer? Then we go to part two. We seek. And here's what that seeking is. We turn to the Scriptures, and we're looking for two things in the Scriptures. Number one, we're looking for the place where God promised to give us what we're asking for. And number two, we're looking for examples of how the Lord answered that prayer before. In other words, as we're asking the Lord and waiting for Him to answer, we say, am I asking for the right thing? Am I asking for something pleasing to God? Am I asking for? Am I offering a prayer that He'll answer? And so we seek the Scriptures. We seek the wisdom in the Bible to know that we're asking the right thing. And when we find that we're asking the right thing, then we just keep on asking. That's what Jesus wants. Have you ever thought, I think the Lord is tired of hearing this prayer from me? Don't say that. He doesn't get tired of hearing your prayers. It doesn't matter if you've asked it 10 times or 100 times or 1,000 times for the last 50 years. That's what Jesus wants. That's what He's teaching. That's what He's saying to us. He says that we keep on knocking, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. And then Jesus finishes the teaching, and this is the fifth point, by promising to give us the Holy Spirit. He has another sort of funny parable here with the son. What father of you, if the son asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? Or if the son asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? And he says that you, even though you're evil, know how to give good gifts. How much more will your heavenly Father give? And then the key thing here, the Holy Spirit to those who ask. God the Father has promised to give you the Holy Spirit. In fact, this should be our number one prayer, both in the morning and evening and every day of our lives, that we would ask first for the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would fill us, that the Holy Spirit would cover us, and that the Holy Spirit would bring us to His wisdom, His peace, and His comfort. In fact, we would pray for the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit would help us to pray and to know what to pray for. And your Heavenly Father answers this prayer. When you pray for the Holy Spirit, the Lord gives what you ask. Not because you deserved it, or because you've earned it, or because you've been good enough, or because you've prayed hard enough, or anything like this, but because God the Father loves you, and Christ has died for you, and your sins are forgiven, and you are, in fact, His children, purely by His grace and love. You have a good and gracious Heavenly Father who knows what you need, who hears your prayers, and who answers them. Thanks be to Him. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, as you taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Collect of the Day.
Let us pray. O Lord, let your merciful ears be attentive to the prayers of your servants, and by your word and spirit teach us how to pray, that our petitions may be pleasing before you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.